Hello and welcome to the Spoiler Log and A Link to the Past Randomizer podcast. I'm your host, Dante, and it is Sunday at Speed Gaming Live 2024. We have one ticket punched, two finals for ALTTPR, and that is Ladder Head Honcho himself, the biggest Big Dunka, beating Armalex. Armalex had a really good showing in this tournament. GG's to him. We'll see if we can catch up with him maybe today. Not sure when he's actually heading out, so gonna do our best to do that. Andy and Jim should be facing off a little later based off of when I'm recording this time-wise. That being said, winner of that will be facing Big Dunka for the whole bag of marbles. But today's the final day of the full event. There will be a lot of people leaving today, a lot of people leaving tomorrow as well in the morning. I'll be one of those people. So definitely want to try and get with as many people today as possible, and we will see who we can come across. So stay tuned. It is that time. We're about to jump into the ALTTPR finals. Big Dunka versus Jim. I have Dunka here. Dunka, pregame interview. How you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. The nerves are emptying out. Things are going okay, I think, right now. We'll see what happens in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's a good race.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's you and both you and Jim, so yeah. It should be entertaining. Ladder, any changes? Like, you think if you lose this, you'll just delete the ladder?
The Bears won.
The Bears won, okay.
So ladder's safe.
Perfect. Yeah.
All right. So everybody, it's fine. Everything's fine.
No one worry. I'm making this up as we go.
Yeah.
But yeah, congrats on the run so far, going to finals.
Thanks, sir.
Looking forward to it. Best of luck, and I'm excited to yell at you guys.
This will be two incredibly different racers, styles of racing.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
So yeah, I got about 5 minutes of execution to make up.
Very interesting. Just, hey, no 2018, what was it, Key Sanity Tournament? Like, all right, I'm skipping.
I need to make up time somewhere.
Okay.
I need to make up time somewhere.
Well.
And I think he's going to check Skullwoods.
You think he is?
I think he's going to check Skullwoods.
Oh, are you going to go back on your own?
I've been thinking about it all day.
Oh, man.
I've been thinking about it all day.
Well, it'll be over by the time this comes
out.
But we'll see what Dunka does. We can fact check him. But Dunka, best of luck. We'll
appreciate it.
See how it goes.
Thank you.
All right. Well, now, without revealing anything Dunka just said, I found Jim,
Hi.
The other finalist. I'm excited to see you two race. How are you feeling going in?
I'm just going to check Skullwoods, you know.
And you're just going to check Skullwoods?
Yeah, and it'll be free and easy. Like,
okay. All right.
He's a one-trick pony.
What's he going to do? He's a one-trick pony. Okay. All right. Well, you've had a pretty good run. One loss in groups didn't really affect the outcome, right? No losses.
Nope, no losses.
They're both undefeated.
Yeah, there were two idiots in my group that dropped, so I barely played in groups. I just got a free.
Okay. All right. So the battle of the undefeateds. Interesting. Gonna be hot.
Dunka does have more games under his belt.
Well, yeah, you have.
He's old. He's just exhausted now.
You have more one mind. So
yeah, I'm actually in shambles right now after playing with you in Soul Speedus.
The game's gonna feel so crisp now.
Crisp. I love it. All right. Well, Jim,
I'm mentally destroyed. I'm actually I'm scared now.
You're scared?
Yeah. Now I'm scared.
You're scared you're gonna pick up some of Solsky's habits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just never quick swap and just walk down the basement stairs 5 times.
I hope that we see one of you accidentally go to sink instead of the mountain multiple times. That was a one mind problem.
Is that going on over there?
3 times, so I think.
Yeah, it happened 3 times. It was bad. Well, Jim, best of luck.
Thank you.
Looking forward to seeing how this one turns out for you.
Yeah. Good luck on comms.
Thanks.
Together with Files. Yeah. Hi, Files.
Hello.
So I found Crazed Gamer, former Mentor Tournament entrant, 2023 class.
Yes.
So first time here at SGL?
Yes, this is my first year.
Awesome. So I'm over here Sunday night. What day did you get in?
I got in on Thursday, on the first day. It's been just a great time. I sort of felt like, I've always felt like a little like out of place, like at the beginning, since it's like, oh, like this is my first year. I don't consider myself a speed runner. I like to play randomizer. That's sort of my whole thing.
But
every community I've interacted with so far has been fantastic. It's been great. It's been welcoming. So it's been very good.
Good deal. Did you enter anything, or were you just kind of here to hang out?
Yes, I entered the SMZ3 tournament and the Supermetric Randomizer tournament. I lost in the first round of SMZ3 to Aussie, and that was kind of expected.
Right.
And I went 0-5 in my groups in SMR. So, like, that's... It was a 10-person tournament, but it was just talent all
around. SM's so hard.
Yeah, it is.
It's to me, it's much harder than A Link to the Past.
yeah, for sure. Like, when you're good, you're very good at it.
So it's so easy to hemorrhage time in SM. So, you know, especially SMZ3 is tough and SMR.
Yeah.
You know how it goes. But, I mean, so I guess I have to ask selfishly.
Yes.
So, good mentor tournament for you overall? Like, did you learn a lot back when you were in it?
Absolutely. I went with one mentor, like a different mentor every week. And I think that helped me get like a breadth of experience and sort of a breadth of knowledge. Like everyone brought something different to the table, and I sort of got different viewpoints, and it was all like, that's what I valued the most, and that was very good. I ended up going to Tempered Sword Bracket, and I think I lost in the second round.
Okay.
But it was still a very good experience, and I would not have gotten that unless I had entered the mentor tournament.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm hopefully that helps you out with your SMZ3 play a little bit, too.
I mean,
because, you know, it's a whole game, but it's two of them, so.
For sure, yeah. The game I grew up with was Super Metroid, so I didn't start playing Link to the Past until I started playing SMZ3. So, like, that's sort of the thing I needed the most help with. So that was very helpful, and everything, like, along the way has been helping me get experience and sort of get better at it.
Yeah, well, good deal. Sunday night, you got any plans for the evening, or are you heading out tonight or in the morning?
I'm heading out in the morning. I'm going to watch the 3-4 match for SMR, and then the first place match, which is immediately after that. So
all right,
and then it's
whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Safe travels, and appreciate your time, and glad you're having a good time here at SGL.
Thank you, Dante.
Well, we found cross product. Yes, yet again. Yes, yet again.
Yes.
Yes.
Yet.
How's your weekend? How's your weekend, man?
It's been awesome. I love catching up with, you know, these are friends that I only get to see once per year. Some of them I haven't seen in a while, like In the Name of DT, Emo Sorrow. I haven't seen those two in years. Bummed that a couple people couldn't make it this year, but
for sure.
I'm not going to name people because I don't want to miss people, you know. But
if you're not here, we miss you.
Yeah. All of you.
All of you.
But yeah, really cool. Got to see people I haven't seen in years. It's been a lot of fun.
Good. You spend most of your time board game room and with friends, or did you do any tournaments this year?
I think I spent more time napping than any other
It's
convention.
A vacation, right? Time to get
away.
Yeah,
it's time All right. off of work. But definitely, I got in a couple map randos, joined one race. I did actually technically join a tournament this year.
NMG?
I think, NMG.
Yeah.
Threw up a solid 218 in the qualifier.
Perfect.
Yeah. So that was fun. That was that was some of the most fun I ever had playing Vanilla Link to the Past. Just having Apathy Duck dunk on me for the entire 2 hours. It was a lot of fun, and I think it helped set the room at ease because a lot of first timers there, a lot of people kind of knew, and everyone could just say, "Hey, at least I'm doing better than Cross Product." So.
Well, true. A lot of people said were better than Dante. 16 people got to say they were better than Dante.
Okay.
I got bullied into doing one NMG qualifier and got 17th when it was all said and done. So
that's solid.
I'll take it after a year and a half of not playing it.
Yeah.
So I'm really surprised it went as well as it did. So
I mean, for me, the last time I was in a competitive NMG scene, I forgot to flip the switch in Swamp Palace, and I cried.
Yeah,
it helps.
It might fill the pool.
It might fill the pool, right?
Yeah.
Just jump around. Yeah, then I flooded the key, and it was... No, I'm just kidding. But it was... you know, I'm not as competitive as a lot of other people. It's awesome to see everyone getting into the games. You know what? Honestly, I've been really excited to see this year.
is the trackers have been so passionate this week.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you see the same couple of people tracking all the time. They're always the first to volunteer. And it's not just like, well, yeah, I'll track because, you know, no, these like, especially Gestrozooks and Link Force.
Oh, yes.
Always. Actually, I think Link Force changed her name to Track Force in the Discord.
Oh man, server. That's funny.
It's really cool to see people passionate about every aspect of putting these races on.
Oh yeah,
and that was my favorite thing. And oh, maybe my favorite moment of the week was PH came up to me and said, "We talked about my Donkey Kong Country MSU pack." On our episode.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, PH came up to me, said, "Hey, I listened to the credits in the Donkey Kong Country MSU pack," and it was awesome.
And didn't speed them up?
right.
That's good, that's
no,
good.
No, that was cool. Yeah,
I'm glad somebody can do that, you know?
I love speed gaming as just a hobby, and it's awesome just to see how many people are passionate about the hobby, but more than that, love each other, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it's definitely great to put faces with names, see that, you know, it's not just a Discord ID, there's a person on the other end of it. You know, that's the first thing I really liked about 2019, and then coming back in 2022 when we were able to get out of the online only COVID times.
Yeah.
So but yeah, this one's been really fun. I've been having a good time.
Got FOMO from 21 because I started a new job and I and I couldn't come down, but
yeah. Well, I mean, hey, hopefully, you know, 2025, man, that sounds a long way off. It's literally next year.
Yeah.
But you know, hopefully we can look forward to having another one then, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. Maybe I'll race next year.
Cross Product's going to get back in form. I'm ready for it.
I'm
with some new MSUs and everything.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I should just join Link to the Past Rando just so that I can use MSUs.
There you go.
I might make some good ones, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Cross, thanks for your time, man.
I wish
you safe travels heading back. And, yeah, we'll talk to you hopefully soon.
Cool. Thank you very much.
I grabbed Files because we did comms together and because he was the meat gobbler of 2022.
Lost my title.
I know.
It feels real bad.
You were ripped off.
Well, you know, I don't want to throw the restaurant under the bus, but there were some service issues.
I feel like
I was not given the tools to succeed in this scenario.
Yeah, for those who don't know, we went to Fogo de Chao Saturday night.
Yep.
And things did not go... Ooh, something happening over there.
Oh, yeah.
Things did not go as planned, as they kept bringing us chicken and pork, and it took almost 45 minutes before they brought any beef.
Yep.
And then there was like an hour gap before they actually brought checks. It was awful.
Yeah, yeah. The company was good, though. The company was
good. Yes, yeah. Yes. Well, congratulations on having the title for 2 years.
Yeah.
Woo! But I guess what? This is your second SGL?
Second SGL. Well, in-person one. Yeah, I was. I did some of the online ones during the COVID era or what have
That's
you.
Good.
But
yeah, so you did the COVID ones, but, you know, obviously different in person, better.
Oh, way better.
Yeah, way better. Yeah. How does this one compare to you from 2022 to here in 2024?
You know, I'll say that having done the second one, like the first one you go to and the first time you meet some of these people you've been talking to for, you know, for me at this point, it was, you know, 5-6 years almost, you know, that I've been talking to some of these people online. You get over that first initial, maybe anxiety or what have you. And this year, since I already knew a whole bunch of people, it's been a lot more fun to meet people maybe outside of my normal social circle or people from other games. So honestly, I had a blast this year. I think it was the best year yet.
Yeah, I know you spent a decent time in the game room learning some games with folks. You did play in the tournaments, and you had a pretty good showing.
Yeah, honestly, I'm a little rusty. Did manage to steal a win from someone I didn't think I'd be able to beat, but managed to clutch out a victory against Gamachu. So
that's nothing to scoff at.
No.
So that's very, you know, Rando will be Rando. I'll say that, but game is really good.
Yeah, for sure. But no, I was expecting just to show up and have a good time, you know, play in groups and enjoy myself, and that was true. But this has been a great SGL.
You did a couple comm experiences, I think, this week.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I ended up comming three matches,
right.
Actually. Yeah, yeah. Actually, two of them with people that I'm sitting close to right now. So.
Oh yeah, we did. You and me did finals, which was a treat.
Yeah.
I guess this will be the segue after talking to Jim and Dunka, because Dunka's asleep and Jim's playing Pilot Spoiler One Mind.
Yep.
But we did their race, and it was pretty exciting, and Jim brought home the title.
He most certainly did. in spectacular fashion.
Yeah, made it feel like it was 2019 all over again by dying to Ganon and not falling, but he still had enough time.
Yeah, he managed to clutch it out at the end there. He you know, just trying to keep things interesting for the broadcast, perhaps.
Oh, no. Yeah. Maybe not.
But no, it was a good time. It was a good time for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm glad you came. It was good to see you again.
Glad I came too. I regret even more so now missing last year, but I'm glad I made it this year.
Well, that's good. You seem to make it the even years like Dunka.
Yeah, you're right. Dunka
there was no meat gobbling last year.
No, there was.
At least not at
at least not an official Dunka-sanctioned event.
Right, yeah, with the commentary. We thought about bringing these mics out for that. We should have, because Dunka and Herf were, like, the judges, and Dunka was making a full-on production.
Oh, yeah, it was like they were holding court, and we were having to prove our worth or something. I don't know. It was pretty funny.
I struggled. I was like, I'm going as slow as possible to try and stay in the fight and look like I'm doing a lot, but I was dying at the end. And when the dessert menu came by, I was like, you know, I'm out.
Yeah, you tapped out.
I'm out.
I'm not gonna lie. I was. I did my usual. What won me the title of meat gobbler the first time was I finished the entire meat meal with a cheesecake. Which, oh, the lights. Just
the
turned
lights
on.
Finally.
Oh, now they immediately turn them off.
Just kidding.
But yeah, finished it with a cheesecake. I feel like that's what won me the title was the surprised, you know, thick, rich cheesecake. But
yeah, because everyone was saying in 2022 I ate more than you, but then I was like, you know, I'm doing commentary at like midnight after that one. I didn't want to do.
Yeah, you didn't want to be like in a coma.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
But no. But yeah, great to see you again, man. Appreciate
your
time.
Yeah,
likewise.
Yeah.
And glad we got to do some comms finally.
Yeah, that was a great time.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
I should keep my mouth.
Well, I found Herfy as well. And, well, you know, another job well done, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a good time. I mean, it was stressful the first 2 days. We had a more than filled tournament room going on for basically, well, 1.5 days, I'd say.
Yeah.
But we got through everything all right. We had some good finals for our LTTPR going on today. We had you on comms. We had Files on comms, which you got earlier for a little short interview. It was a good time. Yeah. I'm sad it's almost over.
I'm really proud of you. You did a good job, like, making the preset and putting things on the website.
Thanks. Yeah, I feel like I did a great job. I organized everything. I did the seating cheat. I did the preset. It's a lot of work, but someone's got to do it.
Yeah. Dante didn't do anything.
No, he, I mean, you know, some moral support. I'll give him that. Yeah. But other
here
than
the
that,
event, he didn't.
No, but in all seriousness, Dante helped a ton with all the preparations. He made the preset because I have no idea how presets work. He made the seating sheet because I'm unable to copy and paste a couple of results. And
he's unable to copy and paste.
But he definitely helped out a ton. And big thanks to you, man.
Thanks to you, because I don't want to sit at the admin desk.
Yeah, that's fair. That's totally fair.
Yeah.
You did get your staff lanyard. I made sure of that. And I think it was well deserved.
Oh, yeah. I told everybody I was the... They're like, are you staff again this year? And I'm like, someone's an imposter. It's probably me.
The staff imposter. No, I think that's fine. Did you even get anything from the staff food that we ordered? Probably not.
Duck asked me if I wanted some, and I'm like, I didn't do anything to deserve it, so no, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
You know.
I mean, I feel like you could have gotten some.
Probably, but I ate a couple of slices of Cross Products pizza, and then I think it was like Andy and Felix's pizza.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Because on the way back down, I was like, yeah, I'll grab a slice of that.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, always good to see you, man. Glad you successfully ran another tournament and didn't stumble over words or put your foot in your mouth like no one we know while being on commentary and presenting trophies.
Yeah, it worked out. Okay, at least this year I didn't have to clarify that I'm not proposing to anyone. Unlike last year where I started kneeling down in front of Najembro. And I think the first thing I said with a microphone in my hand was, just to make it clear, I am not proposing to you. I am just handing you a trophy for your whatever it was, third place or second place.
Yeah,
I guess so. But I did actually not propose to him. So.
This is weird, but I promise it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
it
not.
Might look weird, but it's not. But yeah, it was great hanging out with everyone again. It was great meeting you again. It was great seeing people like Files and Dunka again, who hadn't been here for 2 years. They missed last year. which was sad, but it's cool to see the people again. And yeah, I hope this keeps going.
Yeah, 2025. Dunka, or not Dunka. Tell Dunka, anyway, I guess, to get here.
Yeah.
Files, you too, even though we already talked to Files.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just tell Fiesel, go ahead and book it. This time again, not when it's, like, stupid cold in November.
I will definitely try my darndest to keep it at, like, the beginning of October because the weather was so much nicer. And it was still, like, chilly enough at night to make it nice.
This is not miserable at all.
No, not at all. It's, like, nice. So, yeah, I'm all for keeping it at this time frame, if we can.
Maybe next year we can, like, go to the ball that was happening on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. You know, we had a little ambulance incident this morning. Suddenly, a couple of ambulances showed up in front of the hotel. And I was wondering for a second if maybe that rotary banquet that they had a couple of days ago had some bad food in it and they had to come pick up a couple of people.
Did you find out if it was that or?
It was not that.
Oh, okay. Well.
It was not that.
Yeah, it would have been weird if it had been the banquet.
Yeah, would have been pretty funny though.
I'm kind of sad that the tech people aren't here anymore from the other one because, you know, talking to them Thursday was a little wild.
I can imagine, yeah. I did think that, I think I told you this, I did think they were Russian, but turns out they were Swedes, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, close enough.
Close enough. And that's where we'll leave it. Thanks again, Herf, for doing all that you've done every year for this event, for better or for worse, with it being online or in person.
Yep.
So, looking forward to the next one. Well, I found Gamachu, the one, the only. He didn't dodge me. I was dodging him all week. But we didn't get paired up this time, man.
No, I'm glad. Yeah. I guess, you know, I finally got lucky in my group. Kind of. I say that.
Your group was actually insanely rough.
It was fun. It was fun, you know. Just
hoping
that's how it tends to go sometimes. So, no regrets, though. I managed to play people I had not played last year.
Files? That's good.
I don't think I even met Files.
Yeah, he wasn't here last year.
Oh, he wasn't here. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a very nice guy, too. You know, I got to chat with him a little bit.
If you just gave him, $5...
It was always good. Oh, you know, whether I lost or won, I always enjoyed talking to my opponents after the race. You know, talk about it, but, you know, how it went.
For sure.
Just, you know, just being nice about it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
you didn't punch him in the face.
No.
That's not
your... I held back.
Yeah, you held back. Okay. I'm glad we held back. But yeah, you had the strat Thursday. Just schedule everything, post up. Like, I really like that idea.
Dude, I'm not gonna do that again next year.
Was
like,
it's gotta be
it
draining.
Good. It was good, but after one game after another, it was like it kind of feels a little crappy. I didn't really have much to eat, dude. I ate a Reese's cup in between after my third second.
That's it.
Like I was like, no, I need something.
Anyone to bring
something.
You food?
Like I should have ordered food. Like I didn't really think about that. Like I had
ordered DoorDash while GT's opening or something.
Yeah, like, you know, let's order, you know, bring it in, you know, I'll be done in 10 minutes, you know, I could eat in between, you know, the race.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Rockers try, hey, get out of here. No, I got another race.
Yeah, I'm staying.
Yeah, so.
Get my opponent in here.
It was cool, though, like, you know, it did leave me with a lot of time on Friday, which was really cool. That time, that day, I really got a chance to interact with a lot of the people that came out right here. So,
yeah.
It was cool.
Because last year, like, you stayed mostly away from the venue, and then this year, you're here, so like, I mean, I'm assuming there's positives and negatives to both aspects.
Absolutely, like this prep, I would be literally dropping to my room now, you know. Last year I had to carry it with me the whole time in between matches, which got annoying, so
yeah.
The convenience is just too good. I feel like it was just too good to rather than going that, you know, Airbnb that we were running.
But, right.
Yeah, it was cool. I really enjoyed it. I think if I do come back, I'm going to keep it the same hotel.
Sure.
So, yeah. I mean, it was just really good meeting a lot of new faces. I'm actually out here too, taking a lot of selfies with a lot of people. Just remember the occasion, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice to, you know, see a lot of folks, good folks, like all over here, and you know, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of good people out here.
There is.
Yeah.
It's always good, like, you know, we always say it, it's like a staple at this point. Like, faces with names are always great, you know, meeting the person besides just the Discord name.
Yeah.
It makes it super nice.
And a lot of people, you know, that don't stream with Cam, it's been nice to actually match a, you know, name to a face.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that, so, you know.
For sure.
People trying to troll me, too. You know, like, hey, how are you doing? Like, sometimes I wouldn't recognize the voice. who are you? I'm sorry. You know, I feel a little bit like shitty. Like,
I know the feeling.
Yeah.
So, like, let me see your name tag.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm just looking down if I, you know. That's you. It's been very positive. Like, last year it was great, enjoyable. This year, you know, just as good. So, you know, hopefully, you know, if things go well, you know, with work and such, I do come back next year. It's just fun.
Yeah.
It's very enjoyable.
Well, I hope we get to see you again next year. I hope I get to be here as well.
Yeah, so, cross my fingers. And, yeah, thank you for the Open Boots tournament.
You're welcome.
Here. A lot of people had fun with that.
I'm sure. thank Herf.
Herf, yes.
Sure. I'm assuming if we stick to the trend, unless there's some new, like, hotness that's quick and accessible for everyone, it's probably going to be Casual Boots next year.
The fun never ends.
The fun never ends. Yeah, we'll never get cross keys.
Yeah, one day. But no, fun overall, though. No regrets. And you're good tired about getting knocked out. More time to socialize.
That's true. For sure.
There's a positive bit to that. So.
Yeah. Well, Gamma, thanks for your time, man. I hope you have a safe flight back and get yourself some rest.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much again. It was nice to meet you, Dante. The great Dante.
The great Gamma, too. Yeah.
thanks, man. But it's been fun. It's been a blast.
Thanks, man. Well, I've been dodging him all week, but I found Jesse. The only.
You haven't been dodging me. We've been talking.
It's
this
like, do
format.
We record now? Do we record later? When do we record?
We've had a lot of deep conversations all week.
Deep.
Yes.
Yes.
As deep as Rando goes.
Deep as Rando and deep as Dunka's meat bowl from the weekend. But first SGL for you.
Yes.
How has your experience been?
I love it. This is great. I got to meet everybody, or like it feels like I met everybody that I've been talking to for how long now?
Yeah.
Like 4 years in this community and here, and it's, I know your voice.
Right.
And now I have a face.
Exactly.
To put it with.
Yeah. It's always super sick to finally do that. And it's like, I don't know. It's like a warm, fuzzy, like nice feeling.
Yes. It's great when you meet everybody and you're like, you are all just as genuine as you come off in a Discord call, in a text message, like,
yeah, for sure. It's I think a lot of times it's like easier not to have all the crap posting and stuff.
Yes.
Just because you're in person
away
it's
from
like,
all the drama,
it's more genuine.
Yes.
Yeah, which is lovely. Overall, like, I guess, like, it's Sunday night, it's like last night.
Yes.
So tournament experience, overall experience,
I gotta say, like, being in for 3 days of the tournaments with Rando, at least, I'm not disappointed at all. I don't know if I wanted to play today. Like,
yeah.
2 days was a lot to do at first.
That's fair. Like,
but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed playing in the bracket side of things. Maybe I'm glad I didn't make brackets of NMG. Like, that would have been a lot extra. The even these last, like, yesterday and today were still busy, like, trying to participate and do as much as you can.
People doing, like, dinners and gatherings and
dinners, gatherings. Do I want to commentate? Do I want to track? How do I want to help out with these final races? Like, you know, if you want to do everything, there's just not enough time.
Definitely. And it makes it difficult. And then you get, it's like you're doing something fun, but you get the FOMO of missing out with, you know, something else going on that you wanted to do.
I want to go, I got to go race so-and-so today. Oh, I can't com that.
Yeah.
I can't go to this dinner. I can't do the one mind stuff or something. Like, oh, everybody's doing a pickup race of whatever. Sorry, can't make it today.
It's unfortunate, but
yep.
It's a good problem.
Yes.
It's a good problem. Do we think if we have this, I'm looking at Clifford as I say this, but if we have this in 2025, do we see Jesse back here as a plan?
That is the goal.
The goal. All right. That's all we can hope for.
And not just a Jesse, but hopefully a Kaysden and a Leo, and we have a full JKLOL meetup. Like, we need a whole team here.
All right. That'll be perfect.
Yes.
Get another whole league team.
Yes.
So that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. So I'm glad you had a good time.
I did. I loved it.
I've been at this event every year. It's been live. And I'm always happy. I've never actually heard anyone say that they had a full-on bad experience.
Yeah, so, like, you know, there's always speed bumps. Yeah. I will say Thursday morning, waking up for a 10 a.m. race and not racing till noon was a little...
annoying.
A little iffy.
Yeah.
But
it's a good problem.
Yes. Like, I was racing Specs then, and Specs and I were both, like, first-timers here, and we were like, it's all good.
Part of adjusting for in-person. Yeah. For sure. I mean, at least you had a chill group.
Yep. Oh, yeah, everybody was great in there. So.
Yeah, your group was, we just talked to Gamma, you know, y'all's group was not hard at all for anybody.
No. Even the, like, the other three, we had Files, Falcon, and Nio, and it was just,
yeah,
like, everybody was great to work with.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm glad you had a great time. I'm glad we got to hang out. I'm glad we actually got to record a little
yes.
bit here. If we'd have recorded all we've talked, probably, though, it would have been a whole episode in and
yes.
of itself.
And maybe we'll get to do that some other time.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. But yeah, thanks for your time, Jesse.
Thanks.